The Pubs of Hastings and St. Leonard's by David Russell. Read by Abigail Wincott.
The Cutter, East Parade. The Cutter was built in 1769 and rebuilt 37 years later as a shiplap timber building in the centre of the Hastings fishing industry. James Bell was landlord from 1807 to 1823 when the pub had a sign which read, "Ship representing a cutter," and "James Bell, dealer in ale, bottled fourpence." During the Napoleonic Wars, he was a valet to Lord Nelson. In 1813, the Cutter became the first meeting place of the Derwent Lodge of the Freemasons. Alfred Chatfield, formerly a footman and then a barber, became landlord around 1840. In 1860, the poet and Pre-Raphaelite painter Dante Gabriel Rossetti stayed here before marrying Elizabeth Siddal in St. Clement's Church. His stay is recorded on a blue plaque. A popular drink at the time was three pennyworth of rum and eggs. It's an early type of eggnog served to upper-middle-class customers in the smoking room. During the last 40 years of the 19th century, the Cutter followed the general decline of the old town and another class of customer began to turn up. In 1868, an engine driver fell asleep on a bench opposite the pub. Around 10 p.m, a woman called Elizabeth Evans woke him up asking, "Will you stand me a drink?" This was a common approach used by prostitutes at the time. They went into the Cutter and asked for a quartern of whiskey in a small room at the side of the bar. Later, he realised the woman had stolen 4 sovereigns from his pocket, around £4. A policeman later found her in the Royal Standard and she was arrested. In 1872, a costermonger was summoned for trying to obtain sixpence by false pretences. He walked into the pub and asked for 3 halfpennies of gin, for which he paid with a shilling. He said, "Will you give me 6 coppers for a sixpence piece?" The barmaid laid 6 coppers on the counter, but before she could pick up the coin, he asked for 1 shilling for a sixpenny piece and 6 coppers. She gave him 1 shilling and he put a sixpenny piece on the counter with the coppers. He attempted the same trick at the Hastings Arms, but was caught out. The police finally picked him up in the Ulmer, another old town pub long since disappeared. In 1876, 2 vegetable hawkers left their carts outside the pub while they went inside to wet a deal. When they came out, 1 cart was gone, only later to be found in Eastbourne with 400 weight of potatoes missing. Other customers included fly drivers, grocers, fish buyers, butchers, marine store dealers and waiters, of whom the landlord sometimes complained of their picky language, which means bad language. In the 1890s, the Hastings and St. Leonard's Bicycle Club held their annual smoking concerts here, and prizes were awarded for an annual 100-mile ride to Worthing and back, followed by a programme of songs and entertainment. The Cutter was rebuilt in 1927 and refurbished in 1957, when the house on the west side was added. When it reopened, the landlord, in the company of local fishermen and the lifeboat crew in oilskins, was presented with a painting of a cutter, and the Hastings lifeboat was presented with a cheque by the brewery. In his book Fishermen of Hastings, Steve Peake describes the Hastings upper and lower lights as a centuries-old navigation system for boats coming ashore. When boats at sea had the 2 lights in line, they could turn inland into a safe channel between 2 ridges of rock. In the 19th century, the upper light was located at the top of Light Steps, George Street, and the lower light was to the east of the Cutter.